All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays, Mountain Standard Time. Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. It's kind of chilly out there in the prairies, and a little bit of that coolness is bumping into the Creston Valley, and I'm not liking it a bit. I just had a look at the prairies. Holy gee, they're into the minus 20s and blowing snow, and we don't have it that cold here, but it is down to minus 9, and that is a little on the unusual side. Winds out of the east-northeast at 9 kilometers an hour, and humidity sitting at 72%. Barometric pressure 102.9 kilopascals and rising. Now, today they're calling for mainly cloudy conditions, some sunny breaks, and a 30% chance of flurries. What else do we have? Tonight we'll go down to minus 10 with a 30% chance of flurries, and then Thursday a mix of sun and cloud with a high of minus 5. Friday a mix of sun and cloud, high of minus 9. I'm not looking or liking the sounds of that. The overnight lows right through till next Tuesday are looking bad, especially Sunday night. Ooh, minus 20. Yikes. Who ordered this anyways? I don't think I did, but anyways. I think what we need is a little spirit of the radio. Don't you? Yeah. Let's give it a try. See how it works out for us. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
prophets were written on the studio wall.
Okay, a little Colin Munn there, commonly known as Colin James. Actually, you know who told Colin to change his last name from Munn to James? Stevie Ray Vaughan. back in the early days, Colin James actually backed up Stevie Ray Vaughan on a North American tour. And he said, you know, when I have to introduce you, the mun sounds like mud. Change it to Colin James. Well, he did, and the rest is history. Yeah. Keep on loving me, baby. That's from the Sudden Stop album of 1990. All right. Quarter to the hour. It is time for This Day in Canadian History. December the 4th. First stories from 1909. Out of Toronto, and that's when the University of Toronto beats Parkdale 26-6 in the first Grey Cup game before 3,807 fans. The Governor General, Earl Grey, donated the trophy for the Canadian Football Championship. 3 years later, the first Western team to play in the championship was the Edmonton Eskimos of the Western Canada Rugby Football Union. College team stopped competing in 1936. Let's see. Also on this day in 1902, another story out of Toronto, but this one is Ontario goes dry, brings in prohibition by 199,749 votes. With 103,542 opposed under the Ontario Liquor Referendum Act. So, of course, I got this picture here of police smashing whiskey barrels at an illegal bar in Elk Lake, Ontario. I'll hold that up to the microphone for you. Yeah. Couple of birthdays today. Roberta Lynn Bondar. Neurologist, astronaut, born on this day at Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. Bondar was the first Canadian woman astronaut in space. After a career as a neurologist, she joined the Canadian Space Program in 1983 and trained with NASA in Houston for 3 years before serving on the Space Shuttle Discovery as payload specialist on the first International Microgravity Laboratory mission in January 1992. She was later appointed a science advisor to the Chrétien government. Now, what else do we have here? Mark Robson, movie actor, director, writer, producer, born on this day in Montreal in 1913, died in Los Angeles in June the 20th, 1978. Robson directed a number of films in the 40s and 50s. If you need any more details, you might have to Google him because I don't have too much on him. Anna McGarrigle, singer, songwriter, born on this day in Montreal in 1944. McGarrigle and her sister Kate, who was born in 46, started playing in coffee houses and colleges in the early 60s. Kate moved to New York in 1970, but they reunited in 75. And, of course, they've got a ton of albums out. I won't bother to list them because it'll take me to the rest of the first half hour of the show. Yeah. And let's see. Wilf Carter dies on this day in 1996 at age 91 in Scottsdale, Arizona. And Wilf Carter is from Port Hillford, Nova Scotia, son of a Baptist minister and a Canadian country legend. Yeah. All right, let's get going back with some more tunes here. Got a doubleheader. You'd think it was two for Tuesday, but it isn't. So what we'll do is we'll get playing with a little bit of a Brain Damage here by Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Grass. The lunatic is on the grass, remembering games
and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. And if the dam breaks open many years too soon, and if there is no room on the hill, and if your head explodes with dark foreboding, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. The lunatic is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
Oh, there we go. I guess the heart beating's going to fade to black there. Yes, doubleheader from the Pink Floyd album, Dark Side of the Moon, Brain Damage and Eclipse. All right, it is 7:43. It's a chilly minus 9 in the Creston Valley here, and we're supposed to warm up to minus 5. I guess we could call that warming up, but let's look at the bright side. It's warmer than the prairies. Yes. Anyways, how about a little Who getting in tune right here on South Kootenai Radio?
I'm singing this note 'cause it fits in well with the chords I'm playing. Can't pretend there's any meaning hidden in the things I'm saying, but I'm in tune, right in tune. I'm in tune, and I'm gonna tune.
Okay, there you go, getting in tune. That's The Who from the Who's next album. Yes, what year was that? 1971? Yes, it was. Awesome album, that one. Anyways, 749 minus 9 degrees in the Crescent Valley. Well, our Thundercats only have one game this weekend. They're playing on Saturday night at the Johnny Busick Arena right here in the Crescent Valley, and they're going to be taking on the Fernie Ghost Riders. Well, chase their name almost slipped me. Of course, Fernie's always a competitive team. That's the nice way of saying, yeah, they're dirty as heck. But we're ahead of them in the standings, so of course that's all that matters, doesn't it? Anyways, I've just had the crew mosey on over here, real close to the microphone. They want to get up and do a little bit of a news update for us, so we'll let them have 4 minutes and 30 seconds, and then we'll be back on the second half hour with some more great music for you right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is December 4th.
Oh yeah, you know the kind I mean. The Rolling Stones right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Broadcasting out of the Crescent Valley, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio.
Hey, she's on my mind. No doubt about it, she looks so fine. She's the best girl that I ever had. Sometimes she's gonna make me feel so bad.
Hold my heart. you're listening to South Kootenai Radio. Yeah.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Day that I die, this will be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed, stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. No verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. The day that I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. In a cast. Half-time And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Every time I look, everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the things you do.
You're listening to SKR, South Kootenai Radio. On the airwaves of the World Wide Web, broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, SKR, South Kootenai Radio.
Okay, hold up. That's not supposed to be playing yet. And anyway, we just finished up there with this day in rock and roll history there with a little Frank Zappa. It was on this day in 1993 that Frank Zappa passed away of pancreatic cancer at the age of 52 years old. And so I thought I'd play something there from an album of his. I really like that guitar playing in that one. And the name of the album is just plain Guitar. It came out in 1988. Sexual Harassment in the Workplace is the name of the song. But anyway. All right. What do we have here? Before that, we had some Roy Orbison, You Got It. Of course, Roy Orbison passing away He played his final gig on this day in 1988 and then passed away 2 days later. So we played a little of Roy's music. And then we had Don McLean, American Pie, Don releasing that one in 1971. And, of course, that one was an 8-minute song that sold over 3 million copies. And, of course, it was the most discussed, dissected, and debated song of popular music ever. I love that line. Yeah. And, of course, before American Pie, we had Beatles 8 Days a Week from their album Beatles for Sale, released on this day in 1964. And then we played a little bit of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama, Gary Rosington, the guitar player in the band, born on this day in 1951, and a co-writer of that song, Sweet Home Alabama. So stay tuned again tomorrow at about 1:15. We'll have another song or installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. All right, we're going to have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently, as I mentioned earlier, in the Crescent Valley, it's -9, and we're supposed to go up to -5 today. It looks like there's a little bit of a high thin cloud out there, but we're supposed to get some sunny breaks along with that high of -5 with a 30% chance of flurries here today. Now, over on the coast in Vancouver, currently, and of course, this is pretty weird that Vancouver is getting -4 degrees in cloudy conditions. All the West Coasters are probably just freaking out there. It's a nice brisk -30 in Yellowknife this morning, and -20 and cloudy in Calgary. -24 in Saskatoon with ice crystals, no kidding. Same thing as Regina, although it's snowing there. -11 in Winnipeg. It's finally starting to move up as we move a little closer to the east. 3 degrees and cloudy in Toronto. Halifax is sitting at 2 degrees with some rain. And St. John's, Newfoundland. Look at those guys. 11 degrees with some sun and cloud mix. All right. As mentioned, as part of rock and roll history, it was Led Zeppelin in 1971 on this day started a 2-week run at the top of the UK album chart with the Four Symbols album, which I've never heard it ever referred to as that before. Anyways, it featured an 8-minute track, Stairway to Heaven. The LP stayed on the U.S. chart for nearly 5 years, selling over 11 million copies. And what I've decided to do is play a few songs off of that Four Symbols album, or Led Zeppelin 4, I think is what it's commonly known as. And, of course, we have to put out a reminder there that this segment, Album or Artist Highlight, is brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. Things are really moving along nicely with that name change. And of course, the holiday season is a great time to head on down there. There's all kinds of goodies that you can pick up for loved ones, friends, or even yourself. Tons of interesting items that make great gifts. Anyways, check it out. You can go to their website, goldandtreasures.ca, and have a sniff around there. There's still a lot of work to be done on the website, but they're slowly getting everything migrated over to the new name change. Anyways, let's start things off here with I think this is track one. No, it isn't. Track two. Oh, I must have got the wrong one mixed up. I could probably play the other one here. It'll be track one, I believe. Yes, Black Dog. That's how we'll lead things off here with this day and for our artist highlight right here on South Kootenai Radio. Hey, hey, mama.
Hey, hey, mama, said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna
All right, there you go. Led Zeppelin, the Four Symbols album. Yeah, that's the first I ever heard of that. I don't think I like it. How about Led Zeppelin 4? Our album highlight today, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Of course, that particular album released in 1971 and going to the top of the UK chart, featuring the 8-minute track Stairway to Heaven on that one. 5 years it spent on the US chart, selling over 11 million copies. Yes. So stay tuned again tomorrow. We'll have another album or artist highlight for you, brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. Well, that pretty much brings this edition of Tim in the Morning to a close. Thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in, and hopefully when you tune in tomorrow, you'll have notified one of your friends, neighbors, colleagues, total strangers about South Kootenai Radio. Yeah. Because we aim to please here, you know, especially when it comes to shows like the Hot Chicken and LP Show. At noon, we play full albums, a new one, every day, 7 days a week. And you can check that out by going to the website, theskr.com, and click on the schedule. And today we're going to be featuring the full album by Bob Dylan, Slow Train Comin'. Yes. So make sure you tune into that. Anyways, we have the news crew standing by for a 4-minute, 30-second news update, and then we are going to slide into our regular broadcasting because we run 24/7, you know. Yeah. So have a great day, everyone. We'll catch you all on the flip side.
It is December 4th, and this is CBC News.